Peace, peace, family. This is your boy Kyle with the AK96 podcast. Again, it's myself here with my brother Alex. We're here back again with a new episode.
You know what it is? It's every Sunday is what we do. Yeah, so we're back with a new episode. So let's start off with Asian.
Stop the Asian hate. Stop it. I don't know. Just stop it. It shouldn't exist. It should not exist.
Yeah, racism, period.
Yeah, racism. And that's all it is, man. It's just racism, period. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the fact that...
It's so random.
Random, and then the fact that, you know, this has to be spoken, you know what I'm saying? People have to, like, address it is really bad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but this is things that have been going on for, like, years and stuff like that. But this new news that come out with this is pretty crazy. Like, I remember a couple of weeks ago, they were saying somebody shot up like a beauty supply, killed like six Asian women.
Oh, no. It was, he went around to different spas.
There you go. It's that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Spas. And then he killed two white women, too. And then there was a story about, I seen it on Instagram. This girl, she got shot through her head.
Mm.
Yeah, so the bullet went through her eye, and some fragments are still stuck in her head. So she can't really live a normal life anymore. So my condolences to her and to all the families of these people.
Yeah, to all the families
that have been affected by this.
All the families.
Our condolences are with y'all, and you know, prayers going up for everybody. And yeah, it took us a while to record this because we've just been so busy. But yeah, we just know that the AK96 podcast stands with y'all.
Everybody, all races, nobody should have to, you know, live their life in fear because of the skin color. You know, because of their skin color.
Take notes, white people.
I mean, we should spread love, but the fact that, you know, and this is going to continue to happen. Racism is here. We've seen it a couple of months ago. We've seen it fruition. It's here. It's alive and well. It's strong. And I mean, it's going to take all of us together, people of color, everybody, you know, to really band together. We're one family. One family. So yeah, man, stop the Asian hate. This is getting getting ridiculous. Next is going to be stop the Indian hate, or you know, stop the German. You know what I'm saying?
Stop saying like racist stuff towards Asian people. Like, don't be using slurs and all that stuff. And you know what it is, man? Like, it's us versus racism. Like, everybody versus racism.
That'd be a dope shirt.
Exactly.
Us versus racism.
You heard it first.
You heard it first, Nick.
We might, you know, give some of the profits away.
But, there you go.
25%. Well, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, just stop the hate. And white people, man, just stop hating. For real, white people, just stop hating.
Haters are gonna hate.
They just always got a problem with everything. Just, we know y'all not as cool as everybody else. Like, y'all didn't introduce anime to nobody. Y'all didn't introduce no fashion. Y'all ain't got music. Y'all ain't even got food. So I mean, y'all girls. I mean, I'm not hating on white women or anything, because that would be here back in my day. But that ends this year.
All I can really say is stop the Asian hate, spread love. You know, we need to respect one another.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So the fact that this is going on is mind-blowing. I mean, it's not mind-blowing to me because, you know, racism is alive and well. But the fact that we have to get on a platform and say, stop Asian hate, stop killing people, stop discriminating people, is really sad to me. So, again, all I can say is stop the Asian hate, spread love, peace and positivity.
Exactly.
That's it, man.
And that's the wrap on the Asian hate subject of the day. So next, we're moving on to this nigga, Lil Nas X.
Lil Nas X.
You wilded.
Okay, so I have no problem with Lil Nas X. I actually, when I first heard Old Town Road, I liked it, you know. Now when it started getting played over and over and over and over and over again, now that's when it started getting annoying. But not gonna lie, I used to bump to it. You know, I like that one song, Panini.
I like Panini. That's the only song I like.
Now, honestly, and again, I have no problem with, you know, this man's
sexuality.
Not saying that, disclaimer, full disclaimer. But, you know, people say that he was gay, you know, prior to him making music. I don't know. I didn't do a deep research into this man's life. You know, so I remember last year, I think it was during like the LGBTQ month, you know what I'm saying? Pride month, pretty much. And he came out and said he was gay.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay. And my first thought was, okay, he's
this nigga Frank Ocean.
Was that he was pushing the agenda. Yeah. Right. So,
heavy,
but
though.
Exactly. Heavy. So, but again, like I stated, if that's how he wants to live his life, by all means, I respect him for that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. saying that that's wrong or anything like that. You know,
Bandit for the rest of your life, bro.
But with these shoes and with the whole symbolic symbolism in the video,
bro,
that's a whole different thing. And that's an agenda move, 100%.
When I saw this man, I saw a reaction to this video because I didn't want to watch the full video.
No, me too. This guy named Ralph Smart, he broke it down for me.
Bro, this dude, I listen. Shout out to him and shout out to John Denton. He does my favorite reaction videos of all time. But he was, because he's comfortable with himself, and that's cool. Whatever.
That's cool.
I'm like,
that's
me watching the video. I'm like, oh. Oh,
that's
like,
cool,
bro.
Yeah.
He was talking on the devil.
Yeah, now all of that, I can't really speak on.
Yeah. But, I was like, nah, bro. But, I can't watch the rest of this. I was
Bro. Nah, but see, that's the thing, though, bro. Like, you know, I was watching TV with Janae the other day, and there was a commercial with this lady sitting on a couch with Satan talking about, like, oh, dates and stuff like that. But see, it's things like that they put into the media just to, like, kind of, like, they're just testing the waters. So with this shoe and that video, it's kind of like, hey, we're here. You know what I'm saying? We're here.
Nike Air Max. Good thing Nike cleared it up and said they have no affiliation with them. They was like, hey.
Oh, really?
But it's like Air Max.
Exactly. But it's like, hey. They said, hey, those are customs. They ain't put out by us. He said, we ain't rocking with
our team didn't come up with
it. He said, we have no affiliation with Lil Nas X or whatever company it is.
Nah, but I have to say, you know, it's not that deep. Do not sell your soul, because you have to do things in order to be famous, in order to get big in that industry. You have to, everything comes at a price. Mm-hmm. So all of that, nah, yeah. And then, you know what's really crazy, that they hyped up the shoe with the specs and the details. Yeah. Like, it was cool.
Oh, a drop of blood.
Yeah, oh, right. Man. Yeah, nah. So, but, you know, again, like I stated, you know, there's an agenda going on that, you know, I wish everybody, you know, I hope everybody stays woke to, you know, because things are
the
getting real.
Not the little fake Twitter stuff. We're talking about the real world.
No, real world. I mean, you have to understand that things are a distraction in our everyday life. And then you have to see what they're doing. Because, you know, what they're doing now, like, just all, you know, that stuff wasn't happening back in the day. I mean, it's just subtle, you know, subtle. You know, it's subtle. But now they're loud and proud.
That was, like, heavy metal bands. And
exactly.
Like, even Playboi Carti with a whole lot of red. I mean, that's probably the reason why I was in trash.
Right.
But even with his merch, it was like super duper satanic. But his merch has always been like that, bro. I can never rock Playboi Carti stuff. It's always just like a goat horns, upside down crosses, 666 everywhere. I'm just like, bro.
Right.
Just make something regular.
Right. And then I want to say something real quick too, and I really shouldn't have to, because I said it a couple of times before in the podcast previously. But by no means am I judging anybody, you know, that is homosexual by any means. You know, I'm just giving out my two cents, my, you know, clear, honest opinion, you know. But with this, you know, the video, the symbolism and the shoe, that's going way too far. You know what I'm saying? That's way
too
far. You're
going too far, my boy.
Way too far. You know, we need to raise the vibrations, you know, raise the frequencies, all that stuff he's doing.
Dad.
I can't speak on that. Yeah, but it's everybody just continue to stay woke. Because it's only gonna get worse. You and I know this. If you know, you know it. You know what I'm saying? It's only gonna get worse. So and they're letting you know they're here. You know, and then they're also showing you that this is what you're gonna have to do if you wanna make it. You know what I'm saying?
And guess who ain't trying to be a rapper? This guy. Nah.
And there was a Kanye quote, and it was a song. You probably remember it. But Kanye. Kanye pretty much said that, you know, I gotta find it. It was a song, but long story.
Go listen to Jesus Walks. That's what you need to go listen to.
I gotta remember, but he was like, you know, I made a deal with the devil, something like that.
Oh yeah, it's almost sold it to came, the devil. It came with a crappy deal. At least it came with a few toys and a happy meal.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Oh yeah, that's a fire verse.
Boom. If you feel me? So yeah, nah, it's crazy. But nah, 100. I watched the reaction video too,
because
I didn't wanna. Nah, I didn't wanna.
I, yeah, I was like, I ain't
trying
to see this nigga with no lip gloss and dress.
I'm nah, like, right, exactly. Bro. I'm not trying to.
I'm not with it. I'm Jamaican to the core, bro. We not with it.
You can't get my view on that, man.
Nah, bro. Sorry, I know a lot of other real niggas agree with me.
I can't support that. Nah.
You know the relationship.
Just taunting God, right?
Relationship gurus on a. What do you think about those? Let me just ask you.
What you mean?
Relationship gurus that you see on, like, IG.
I don't follow anything that gives relationship advice.
Well, you know when you know, like, you see, like, a girl.
I see it. Nah, don't get me wrong.
They talk about something. Yes. Why don't y'all boys act like this? I'm like, because them niggas is cap.
They're not me. Nah.
And they just pander to people, what people want to hear.
I'm 24 years old. That's like 17. Exactly. Everybody's relationship is different. Everybody is different. So what may work out for me may not work for you. But hey, everybody goes through certain similar situations. So if my little experience can help you, you know, avoid possible mistakes, then by all means. But
and to lead into that, I'm going to talk about this dude I found out about. They're just flaming him up. This dude, Derek Jackson. On whatever, he was all over Shade Room, he was all over just meme pages, he's getting memes. So this dude, he was like saying, like, you know, another disclaimer, but good lord, so people out there have cheated. I get it, I understand it. I have not cheated personally. My boy over here has not cheated personally either, but we gonna say to everybody else that has, we understand it and we not judging y'all. So this dude was saying, I guess, or whatever, that if you're a cheater or you have cheated, that you're like the lowest scum on the earth, but I feel no sympathy for you. Man. Without knowing, bro, he's just talking, just saying stuff, man. Bro.
That's, it was a dude that said it?
Yeah, and this, he's supposed to be a relationship guru, selling books and all that to these, you know, fat chicks that, whatever. No offense to fat chicks or whatever. But you know what I'm saying, though? To chicks that are just, like, gullible to that kind of stuff. So he got caught up cheating on his wife for about 2 years.
I know who you're talking about.
His wife's coming out looking in a bonnet or whatever, like making a worse fool of herself because she's like a Christian woman, so she took him back. And it's just like, I'm like, bro.
Nah, man, people are full of it. That's what I'm saying. People are full of it. You can't trust social media. Mm-mm. What you see is not 100%. You know what I'm saying? People cap to the fullest. So
that blows me because all these girls and all these dudes be like, posting all these inspirational quotes and pictures and whatnot, like, oh, I want a life like this. I'm like, yo, they're not really living like that.
Nah, I mean, that Lambo he just posted up with, rent it. Exactly. He paid $3,500 a month. You know what I'm saying?
His own boys.
You know, so
that body she rocking, paid for it by Dr. Miami. Come on, so
yeah. I hope everybody, you know, and like I stated earlier, I mean, distractions. You know, Instagram, everything is.
It's not what it seems,
but you know, it's how you use it. So, you know, I mean, if you're on Instagram and you're looking at positive things that are helping you, that, you know, benefit yourself to help you grow and mature as a man or a woman, you know, then by all means. But I mean, there is content that, 100%.
Like, literally 99% of it is distraction.
Nah, man. But me personally, I don't follow any relationship.
Me either, but I just saw that on the timeline.
Yeah.
I think it's just a bunch of BS, honestly.
But that's what I'm saying. Cappers get capped. Exactly. You know what I mean? You know, he got to the light. I
wonder how you put a bounce out of
it. God said, stop capping on me, bro. Stop capping on me, man.
He's talking about something. He's supposed to be a Christian. All right, we'll see about that. But nah. Oh, and then, what else was there on the topic? What grinds our gears on social media. I think you want to talk about, you know, the fake woke people.
Oh, yeah. So I get, anytime I post, like, what I post, like, okay, I'll say this much. Like I stated, you know, there are distractions on Instagram. Me personally, if you're not, like, a close friend, I personally won't be, you know, posting, you know, any distractions. Anything I post is either related to myself and or, you know, anything that, you know, I feel like I could share to anybody else.
But it's something that you're actually doing.
Exactly. So, you know, moral of the story, I have people ask me questions about, you know, hey, I'll post, like, I posted a picture with my necklace. It was, somebody asked me what kind of rock is that? I was like, well, it's a tourmaline rock and this is what it's for. You know, so I have people ask me questions about that or, you know, lighting sage up and, you know, but my thing is this, you know, hey, I understand, you know, if you're trying, you know, but just... If you're gonna talk the talk, make sure you walk the walk. That's all I gotta say. You know what I'm saying? You know, best believe I'm not gonna be posting anything that I'm not doing myself just to make it seem like, you know, I'm out here doing it.
Stop with the fake quotes. Yeah.
Stop with the fake capping, motivation. Man.
Stop capping. Stop the cap.
Where's Blueface at, man? Nah, man. But nah, 100%. Like, you'll see somebody. Like I told you the other day. Like, you know, I had a. Somebody was like, oh, this is how you do it with the sage. And I was like, no, you're 100%
shut
wrong.
Up, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You don't even know what you're talking about. The fact that you came to me and tried to preach. But nah, man, that's what I do. Like I said, I do my research. Like right now, personally, I'm learning about the 7 points of chakra, you know, just trying to get that full balance. You know what I'm saying?
Chakra is Naruto, my man.
Hey, that's all I knew, but I'm telling you, you know, off, you know, when we off the record, I can go in deep, in depth, but it's crazy, man. It's so many things that, you know, can really help, you know, better yourself. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to, you know, work on myself, fully achieve balance. Exactly. My high, you know, my highest potential, you know what I'm saying? So, and there are things that I'm doing right now, but yeah, like that, like I said, like meditation. I listen to frequencies, like there's 432 hertz, deep healing. Exactly. I'm telling you, man, this is what, you gotta see me. You feel me? But nah, man, like, stop the cap. That's all I gotta say. Stop the cap.
Now my thing, on Twitter and on Instagram, stop with the fake motivational quotes, because I know half of y'all in real life and y'all not doing it. Stop with the fake relationship posts. Y'all not like that. Stop saying, oh, I want this, but you don't want to work on yourself. You feel me? Stop with all that stuff. Y'all see I post memes and music. That's it. That's what I do. I'll do the inner work by myself on my own time. And you feel me? That's it. The only thing I don't want to show today was I'm going to be showing some food later today. You know, frosted pasta. And, you know, me working out on my boxing skills.
Just stop the cap.
Stop it.
If I said it once, I said it 1,000 times.
Stop following trends.
If you can't be true to yourself, you know.
Be true to me.
I can't expect you to be true to me. So, you know what I'm saying? But
Stop following trends. Stop trying to be like everybody else.
Yeah, don't be a trend follower. Excuse me. Definitely be a trendsetter. You know, create your own wave. You know, just don't do things because everybody else is doing, because what I'm doing may benefit me. You know what I'm saying? And you might be doing it just to do it and don't even know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So,
like, just use clothing for example. People will wear stuff just because they see everybody else on the timeline wearing it. Makes no sense. They don't even like it. Or they don't even know nothing about it. I'm like, bruh. I'm like, I'll ask somebody or I see somebody. I'm like, somebody, so you skate or you like this band or you like this artist? They're like, nah, I didn't ever even listen to them. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why would you put on something that you know nothing about? Like, it just boggles my mind.
No, 100%, man. Like, I was at this store trying to buy some some sage and whatnot. I'm trying to remember the name of the rock. It just left me. But anyway, but long story short, this lady was trying to buy some healing bracelets. And she was asking to do a price, and I was waiting in line, so I overheard their conversation. But long story short, what I really liked about the owner is that he didn't want to sell the girl the bracelets without her understanding what it was for.
Exactly.
You know, he wasn't worried about the little $2 sale. He was trying to make sure that you understand what you're buying, you know, and that's all it is, man. But again, you know, I guess we can label this episode Stop the Cap.
Yeah, because, exactly. You know, we don't got to stop the cap. Oh, even with tattoos. I see.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Like, I mean, I get it. I understand. People are like, okay, I don't, you know, I'm not on my parents' roof. I can do what you want. But I'm like, bro, if you're not the type to have tattoos, Don't get a tattoo. Because people will judge you and people will look at you crazy. It happens all the time. More than you would know.
No, 100%.
It happens all the time. So please stop. And just, oh my God, just find out yourself. Just know yourself before you start doing stuff.
Yeah,
just
100%.
Stop following trends and stop following waves.
100%, man. Yeah. Know yourself. Be yourself. You know, and stay true to yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Just,
you know,
do that. Just do that for us.
And if you have to, you know, get away from certain things, delete social media, delete anything in your life that, you know, can take you down the path that you don't belong. So, and me personally, that's something too. Like, I was telling family and friends, I was thinking about just completely severing Instagram, really only using it just for, like, promoting my business and stuff like that.
Malcolm Capital, you did post, like super duper late for your insurance, and I was like, why would you post this so late? I was like, bro, you gotta post this early in the just morning.
Hey, I'm not a marketer. I suck at Instagram.
He blew me. I was like, at 12 at midnight,
I'm about to go to sleep.
I don't know insurance.
Catch people all time. You know, I'm trying to get that broad audience.
I'll come back from the club. I might need insurance after the night.
Nah, man. But see, nah, marketing, that's when I'm, you know, nah, marketing, I'm definitely not good at it.
Nah, I feel I mean,
it's a work in progress.
Shout out to everybody that bought a tribe shirt, by the way. I forgot to
say. Oh, yeah, shout out, man.
And you know, next drop is April 9th. So we'll be doing that and then photo shoot next weekend. Ooh, my package is on the way.
Package is on the way.
My
package is on the way. Shout out to that. But yeah, we wrapping up this episode.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all listening, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you know the outro. It's follow us on Instagram at the AK 96 podcast. And you know, follow us on Spotify at the AK 96 podcast and on Apple Podcast.
Listen, save us every Monday. We're gonna try to I have to say I'm really proud of us because we have been really consistent. Oh, you know, it's just that, you know, in life there are little, you know, things that happen, but you know, we're definitely, I have to say, I am proud of us. We are staying consistent. So, and I appreciate you guys for listening, staying with us and whatnot.
All 30 to 50 of y'all. Yeah. We appreciate y'all.
Hey, man. Nah, but yeah, like, share, and subscribe. And nah, I appreciate you listening.
Yeah, and every repost helps us. So, do that first when we post on our story. Dang, the watch it.
Oh, my God, man.
That's not a good sign.
I was working out with it, and it's just,
The gains get affected.
Yeah, man. I got it. It's time for a new one. That's what it means.
Man's on swole. All right, this is us.
We out.
We out.